With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Appearing before supporters in Valdosta, Georgia today, GOP Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance says presidential nominee Donald Trump knows what it takes to effectively fight crime.
Donald Trump believes that we ought to make our law enforcement lives easier by closing down that southern border and getting the drug cartels out of our communities.
Vance says Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has revealed her liberal soft-on-crime ideology since her days as California's attorney general.
A beautiful city, San Francisco, California, has been destroyed by the leadership of people like Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris wants to take San Francisco liberalism nationwide, and I think we are not going to let her.
Some new Ukraine army recruits are walking away from the battlefield. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian commanders and soldiers say some troops are refusing to fire at the enemy, while others struggle to assemble weapons or to coordinate basic combat movements. A few have even walked away from their posts, abandoning the battlefield altogether. The commanders made the comments to the AP as Ukraine's losing precious ground along the country's eastern front. The commanders blame the erosion in part on poorly trained recruits drawn from a recent mobilization drive, as well as Russia's clear superiority in ammunition and air power. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Supreme Court has rejected a Republican push that could have blocked more than 41,000 Arizona voters in the presidential race. But in a 5-4 vote, the nation's highest court allowed some regulations barring people from registering to vote if they don't provide proof of citizenship. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 177 points. This is SRN News. Do you watch Christian movies?
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds 68% of Protestant churchgoers have viewed at least one Christian film in the last year. And 81% of them think such movies have the potential to lead non-believers to Christ. Christian filmmaker Stephen Kendrick tells Lifeway, quote, "We live in a visual, video-driven generation. Movies can be great tools to reach people where they are and share biblical truth in context." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A trial date's been set for a California man charged with trying to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his home in a suburb of Washington, D.C. Nicholas Roski says he wanted to kill Kavanaugh in order to prevent the high court from overturning Roe v. Wade in 2022. Roski was arrested near the justice's home, armed with a gun and a knife, carrying zip ties and dressed in black. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks were in the red all day and closed lower as Wall Street counted down to its main event for the week, a speech by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell coming up on Friday. The S&P 500 lost 0.9%, its worst day in more than 2 weeks. The Dow fell 0.4%, and the Nasdaq Composite gave back 1.7%. Stocks fell as Treasury yields cranked up the pressure in the bond market following some mixed data on the U.S. economy, which has been slowing under the weight of high interest rates that are meant to get inflation under control. The Dow was down 177 points to finish at 40,712. The Nasdaq lost 299 to 17,619. The S&P 500 dropping 50 points to 5570. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.